The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, today is National Dog Friendly Day and businesses are being encouraged to become more pet friendly. Dog Trust says that a quarter of dog owners find the lack of a dog friendly space to be the biggest issue that they face. So what do you think? Should pets be allowed in the same spaces as food and drink? Well, Josh Crosby has been meeting with dog owners to find out why their pets are so important to them.
So we're up in Marley Park in the dog park, and this is my little dog here. His name is Waffles.
Waffles.
And he's a Bichon Shih Tzu cross, and he's 4.5.
Where'd you come up with the name Waffles?
Literally cooking waffles one night just before I got him, and I just thought it was cool, and it stuck. And I've only met one other dog with the same name in the whole 4 years I've had him, and everybody knows who he is and knows him. I live nearby, so we're here every day. That's fantastic. It's a gift. I mean, there's not many dog parks around like this. This one is segregated, so you have small dogs and big dogs. So you can go into either one. So it's a gift. There's always dogs here, and you get to meet a lot of people. I live on my own, so when I'm up here, I'm chatting to different people. And
people say that about having a dog. It's an icebreaker, if you like. If you were walking through the park by yourself, someone mightn't stop at all. But having that dog, it's a conversation starter.
Kids love to stop and pet him and ask, can they pet him? And then you end up chatting to the owners. And if you meet another owner with a dog, you're comparing notes and, yeah, chatting and talking away.
And then next thing you end up meeting again. And
yes. Yeah. I've made a few friends here like that I see socially now as well, just from being up here and visiting.
All through Waffles.
Yeah, all through Waffles. He's actually, yeah, he's been the icebreaker.
I'm Susanna, this is Sheba. Sheba's 2 years old, and Sheba is doing 100 kilometres for June for the Irish Heart Foundation.
Right, so you're getting your steps in, and she's getting her steps in.
She's making us go walk, and she's doing it for the Irish Heart Foundation.
And she's an energetic dog, to say the least.
She is flying, yeah. She's a collie, so she's out all day long.
Tell me, what was it in the first place that made you decide to get a dog?
We got her as a second dog.
You're getting out for a walk yourself, but...
Yeah, she's always happy to see you when you go home. There's always someone there with a smile on their face, ready to say hello to you and that, yeah.
Some of the many dog owners out enjoying the sun in Marley Park. There's a push for more pet-friendly spaces in the hope that it would encourage more people to adopt a dog.
My name is Paulina Padlow, and I am the communications manager at Dogs Trust. We always operate at a full capacity at Dogs Trust, and, you know, since beginning our operations in 2005, we have actually rehomed over 23,000 dogs. In 2024 alone, we rehomed 938 dogs, which is a massive number, but we do believe that this figure could significantly increase if Ireland were to become more dog friendly. And we want to use this occasion to encourage businesses to consider becoming dog friendly, you know, even starting with a 1 day dog friendly trial before committing to a full dog friendly policy if they, you know, don't feel like they're ready to take that step yet.
Dogs Trust is celebrating its 8th National Dog Friendly Ireland Day. So what's it like for businesses that have decided to become dog friendly?
I'm Clodagh and I work at Two Pups on Francis Street.
And Clodagh, it's aptly named.
It is.
Two Pups. So I suppose this approach was decided from the get-go, from the very beginning, to be mm-hmm. dog-friendly.
Yeah, you can definitely tell. I mean, we have our little free pup treats as well. When you come in the door, it's the first thing you see. People come in here all the time, even when they're just passing. You see them coming in with their dogs, even if they're not getting a coffee or anything, they want the free pup treats.
Do customers come here especially because it's dog-friendly?
Yeah, they do a lot of the time, yeah.
Can it be tricky at times?
It can if it's busy and you're trying to get around. But a lot of the time, especially recently, people have been sitting outside with their dogs. I guess that's just because the weather's nice. But we get them little bowls of water. We always tuck them under the table, though, to try and keep them out of the walkways.
So at lunchtime, it's a busy day. You're trying to navigate the floor. And
yeah, exactly. Trying to step over them, trying not to step on any tails, any paws.
For anyone considering doing it, maybe they run a cafe, but they're a bit afraid there might be an accident on the floor. Mm-hmm. Would you have any advice?
I would say offer a bowl of water and then tuck it in beside the wall. Because then, everyone thinks that you're doing a solid, but you're actually kind of looking out for yourself and your team.
So there's tricks to the trade.
There's tricks to the trade. There's always tricks to the trade.
But you can definitely see from people coming in, it creates a buzzier, a friendlier atmosphere.
Oh, 100%, yeah, because people are best friends with their dogs.
And then maybe one table starts talking to the table next to them
exactly.
about their dogs. And
yeah, we have to untangle a lot of leads in here.
Cafes would generally be the more common spaces to be dog-friendly, but there are more and more establishments taking this approach. You can now bring your four-legged friend to shopping centres, hotels and restaurants. But what's it like at a dog-friendly bar? Well, I popped into Pi in Dundrum Village to find out.
I'm Brian Scully and I'm a barman in Pi. I mean, we allow all dogs in, really. As long as the dogs chill and, like, it's not causing any hassle. I mean, we allow them up on the chairs, up on the couches. We have little beds for them. So we have like an actual dog bed menu. We've got like banana beds, little donut beds.
All different types of beds.
Yeah, it's great.
And you're not worried about scratching the leather on the couch?
Nah. They're usually, I mean, most of the dogs that come in here are very like tame and chill. I mean, I have my own dogs. They're two big Rottweilers, so I don't bring them in here too much. We got a bunch of people coming in like with their dogs, and then they're like, oh, this is the only place around that we can like bring this guy. We got a doggy vending machine at the back, which I think attracts a lot of people as well.
A doggy vending machine?
Yeah.
What can you buy out of the doggy vending machine?
Like little cupcakes for the dogs, little treats, some toys, all sorts, to be honest. It's great. And people come here and like reference it to me, like, oh, where's the doggy vending machine? I'm like, oh, it's just at the back there.
There's no dog beer, no?
No, not yet. So we'll work. We got dog ice cream, so we're getting there.
A bar environment is different to a cafe setting.
Yeah.
You know, it goes on later in the evening. People might be a bit joyful as they carry on. So can that be tricky? Like if one dog, you say, takes an attraction to another dog or the opposite?
I mean, the owners are usually kind of, they kind of look after their own dogs for the most part. And if ever there is any like dog bar fights, they kind of separate themselves, you know? People are very good with their pets. And they don't stay too late usually. Like dogs usually would leave around, I don't know, like 9 p.m. sort of. People kind of bring them home for their naps. I say go for it. It's way better. And it's also great for the staff. I mean, I know if I'm having like a boring shift, just chilling, like a cool looking dog comes in, I'm like, yo, what's that? I get to like talk to their owner. So when people come in with like a funky looking dog, I'm like, I'm all over it.
There are many benefits to having a pet. Yes, they are a lot of responsibility. But speaking with those who own a dog, they say it's all worth it.
My name's Kira and I'm here with Bonnie.
And what was it that made you decide to get a dog in the first place?
A lot of pressure from my children that we eventually succumbed to, but I think in the back of my mind I always wanted one too.
And yeah. What do you think of this idea now of more establishments becoming dog friendly and going in for your lunch and seeing a dog there?
Yeah, all for it. Love it. Yeah, it's a few cafes that I'll bring her to, but yes, I'd love to see more and more dog friendly places. Yeah.
What kind of dog you have here? Who do you have?
Tyson. Yeah.
And how would you find having a dog?
It's hard, yeah. And different breeds have different ways of kind of getting, like, to maybe, you know, listen and maybe not listen. Like, not all dogs are the same. You know what I mean? Obviously, he's a pit bull, so there's going to be a lot of work more with him, energetic-wise, around kids, around your own self. It's how you treat your dog. He can see there himself. He doesn't have his ears clipped. He doesn't have paws. He doesn't have any marks on his skin.
Sometimes can there be negative views, or we say going into a cafe or a bar or something?
Just there now. Like, it's that time he'd put the lid on. But he was showing his teeth before my dog was. Do you know what I mean? Like, we were just walking casually. Just they have such a bad name because of the previous owners.
Tell me about the benefits of having a dog. You know, for your stroll.
Well, it's comfy now. Like, I'm in the hostel now the last just over a year. So realistically, I haven't for the, I suppose, the companion. All that stuff. I'd be lost without my wood.
Man's best friend.
That's it, bro. That's it.
My name is Camila and I'm here with Monty and we're in Marley Park's dog park. And yeah, we usually come here every day, so regulars.
And what kind of dog is Monty?
Monty, he's a mix between a Border Collie and a Springer Spaniel. So we think, because he's a rescue actually, so we're not really sure, but yeah, that's what we were told.
And was getting a rescue dog, was that important to you?
Yeah, because I feel like there's so many dogs there like that need like a home and love and they've been through loads, so yeah, no, it's been great, like both for him and for us, to be honest. He's the best.
Well, talk to me about the benefits of having a dog.
Well, they definitely keep you active. Like, you have to walk them, mind them, and they're great companions. So it's always nice to arrive home and like see someone like wagging their tail and like being all happy. And yeah, it's just they give you so much.
Josh Crosby there interviewing people and playing soothing guitar at the same time, talking to some happy dog owners in Dublin.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.